This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
623, it's the morning shift, Sports Radio, 929 a game. Mike, Daddy Bo, and Miss Allie Mack hanging out with you here on this Tuesday morning. Well, I got to tell you, I think Allie's looking out for your best interest in terms of the gatekeeping social media moms, man. She has some concerns.
I do, Bo, because I don't know if you've spent much time on posts where moms get a little bit critical.
They're all over the place. Like, those moms are crazy.
I see this in the background. That is not good form. So,
I've got my own mom and a mother-in-law, so I don't need to hear any other critical moms in my life.
And that is my point. So, I am not coming for you. I just want to warn you about mom talk and moms of Instagram, because they can be a bit critical. You know that. And you and Amy are taking these amazing walks with Melrose.
Yes, dude.
We've
majestic.
Had awesome weather. The content is beautiful. Bo, you're rocking AirPods.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you not talking to your wife during these times?
Or dude.
That's not safe when you're crossing the street.
Can't hear a car coming.
First off, there's nothing in the AirPods. There's nothing playing.
Oh.
They're there, so... Siri can read me a text message, or when Dylan calls, I can take the call. It's typical. It's standard. It's SOP. It's standard operating procedure for me to walk with the AirPods, just so you know I can be hands free, so my hands don't have to be on my phone.
So your hands can be on the stroller is what you're saying,
or the leash. whichever. I either get sprinkles or pork chop.
Which one do you prefer? Which one?
I'm actually good with either. The problem is, guys, when I have pork chop, I set a pace that is a little bit too brisk for sprinkles. And so
pork chop being the child, sprinkles being the dog, so nobody
love that we have to clarify
that. Yeah, I know. I got confused myself for a minute. I was like, wait, what?
So I think it probably works best because sprinkles likes to stop and – smell the roses, so to speak, or just anything, you know, that comes in her line of sight. So it rotates. But no, Allie, I appreciate the concern, but I am talking when spoken to. I can hear my AirPods are not working. Like yesterday, I took the first part of our show call at the end of the walk.
She's just trying to save you from the wrath that is online mothers.
Man. You know it's going to happen. There's going to be some comment that comes in like, why is her husband wearing those AirPods while they're on a walk with you?
And you know how Amy is. She's going to, my wife's the same way. She's going to try and go, yeah, you know what? I didn't even think about that. But now that somebody brings it up, what is your deal with the AirPods?
And you have perfectly fine reasons behind it. I just suggest if Amy's taking a photo of you, snap that out of your ear real quick.
Oh, why, man.
Hey,
I love
Allie,
it.
I know you're not you're a dog mom.
I am.
But why are the moms of Instagram so judgmental?
Listen, I'm not in that position, so I cannot speak on that. But there's
don't come for me.
There's so many, resources out there, so many different guides. I think you think you're an expert on something.
Dude,
there are a lot of opinions.
What's the one thing I've told Bo about parenting? The only piece of advice, I'm like, nobody knows what they're doing. Like, literally nobody knows, man. Like, you can have people that, suggest things when you're at a dead end, but nobody has a clue. Nobody has an absolute clue. You're just, we're all just floating about, man. You just check those AirPods out. Let's talk a little bit about the Atlanta Braves last night. But I teased going in, I was like, all right, it was the opposite of a Lemony Snicket's. And I say that, the Lemony Snicket's being the series of unfortunate events. This was a series of fortunate events for me. There were a lot of things that went the Braves' way that probably didn't, 3 weeks ago that we couldn't have talked about going their way. Putting the ball in play. But when you look at, the outcome last night, you had a couple of swinging bunts back-to-back from, Braves legends Eli White and Nick Allen. You also had a ball from Trejo that pops off the top of the fence that if it is hitting 3 inches further is a home run in the bottom of the fourth inning. But all in all, the Braves doing what we have begged the Braves to do, and that is to put the ball in play and good things will happen. And when you play a four-win Rockies team, that's all you need to do. And they came out on the top side last night.
Yeah, how about the inning where the Braves have they tie the game or maybe go ahead in the game with – I think it was tie the game with two hits that – didn't make it to the pitcher.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Well, Eli White, Nick Allen. Yeah, Eli White, Nick Allen.
How about that, dude? I thought of you immediately.
Yes.
Because I know you're sitting there, yeah, it's small ball. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's
making contact. It's not strikeout or home run. It's making contact.
Well, and that's what Nick Allen and Eli White are. They're contact guys. They're not trying to hit home runs. They're, you know, I'm watching the game, and I see the Elder home run, which – by the way,
ding.
First off, the tweet start. Bryce Elder is he's unplayable. He shouldn't be on this roster. Blah blah blah. The same people that criticized him last night in the first inning were the same ones that were, you know, jock riding when he went and went out and shut down the Cardinals and gave up one run. So I don't understand how you can go from how the pendulum swings from so far from one side to the other. With the praise and the hate, I hate that. That's what bothers me about Bryce Elder reaction by the fan base. But that's a ball that's not a home run in a lot of ballparks because it just got out, the 3-run homer. It just carried. The one you talked about on top of the wall, it just got out. It just hit the top of it carries right there. That's a Coors Field effect. Am I wrong?
Does that still exist? Does the Coors Field – I was talking to Allie about this morning.
Yeah.
Like, since the humidor thing from, like, 10 years ago, I don't know what the Coors Field effect is there.
It's still
definitely felt like it last night.
No, it's absolutely there. Michael Harris hit a ball into center field, and Ozzie Albies, his helmet went flying. He was on second, went running. And as Michael is getting to second base, ball is being thrown in. Ozzie's helmet was sitting there next to second base, and it hits it. The ball just smacks it, and you can see Michael Harris get spooked. Like, watching the game last night was like watching the Three Stooges. There's just things that happen at Coors Field.
So true.
Yeah, it's not as bad, and Allie's right. It still exists. It's just not as bad, but there are weird things that happen there. You go look at ERAs from some of their pitchers, and their road and home splits are so odd, and people will be like, well, really, if you had a 6.05 ERA at Coors Field, it was really like a 4.20 ERA anywhere else.
Who was it that the Braves signed? Was it Pierce Johnson? Pierce Johnson. And he pitched last night. He's, you know, they signed him, and that's the first thing, the first reaction everybody has is, well, his ERA is like 5, but it probably should, you know, be like 3.5.
Yeah, it's they adjust them. Yeah. But I'll tell you this. I thought Elder, for the most part, did – I thought he was good last night. He had a bad first inning, but after that, you know, he had some defensive help behind him, which is what any contact pitcher needs. But I was impressed with what he was because that's two straight quality starts where, I mean, look, I'm not trying to start Bryce Elder in game 7 of the World Series. I'm just trying to start him every fifth game until we get – you know, Strider back, and maybe A.J. Smith-Shawver works out whatever he's working on down at Gwinnett, and then he's a spot guy.
Have you guys ever heard the saying, you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable? Like, I feel like that's the way I feel watching Bryce Elder. Like, I'm you know what I mean?
Good.
Like,
yeah.
You just have to be comfortable with the uncomfortability that is Bryce Elder and what he brings to the plate. He's going to teeter on the edge of disaster every time he pitches. But then more times than not, and I say that, and I'm talking about a 51-49 split in his career, he gets out of it with, like, no damage. And you're like, wow, how did he just do that?
I'm telling you, the best-case scenario for Bryce Elder is a quality start every three starts, give a quality start. And he's gotten two back-to-back. In fact, after being just shelled for what I think is his last – three or four starts before the Cardinals game, he had given up like 13 earned runs. His last two starts, he's given up 4, and I think like 13 innings of work. So
yeah,
when he goes 5 hits, 3 earned runs, I mean I don't know. 12 his last two starts, he's given you 10 hits, 12 innings pitched, 4 earned runs. So That's what you want. He's a contact pitcher. That's what he is. He's a guy that doesn't have elite stuff. So, you know, the fact that you're able to win in Coors Field and he gives you a quality start, I think that's a hell of a start to the series. The Braves are now 13-15. They're all the way into third place in the East. They're only two games behind the Phillies right now, who are, you know, 6.5 games behind the red hot Mets.
Yeah, it is interesting too, and I think we're all kind of holding our breath. What are the Braves, 2 under .500 now? I think we're all kind of holding our breath for the return to .500. Like, I feel like it'll almost feel celebratory.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
And it seems reachable now. Beginning of the season, not really.
No. You never thought in a million years we'd be talking about before the end of April, them trying to get back to .500, but here we sit. And look, I we've talked about this before, our profiles in terms of fandom. I'm definitely more of a panicky Braves fan. I'm like, dude, can't start the year 0-7 and think you're going to the World Series. And yet here we are, where I'm like, Michael Harris, because I've ridden him. Ozzie Albies gets a hit last night that fell in the Bermuda Triangle. But Michael Harris is a guy I've ridden. His plate coverage is insane right now. Like, he's hitting the ball so hard. Seeing him start to come around and hit the ball hard lately has been nice. I still think you need Ozzie Albies to be that guy. But, man, if Michael Harris can start hitting after Austin Riley got off the schneid for a slow start, after Matt Olson did the same thing. And then, guys, we haven't even – in the last probably 5 or 6 episodes of this show, talked about Ronald Acuña. And that's the whole other end of this thing, where I joked earlier about Braves legends Eli White and Nick Allen. You know, you're starting to see Jared Kelnick, you know, go down. Verdugo has been red hot since he got up to the bigs.
Hard stop. Alex Verdugo is the guy that has sparked this lineup because he's at the top of the lineup. Yeah. He's giving you production. His defense was a little shaky last night out in the outfield. But he has given you a spark, and he's allowed you to move Michael Harris down and Ozzie down, and it's really opened it up. And don't forget Eli White either. Eli White literally he single-handedly got Jared Kelnick sent to the minors.
Yeah,
well, Jared Kelnick did his own job, but when Eli White came in and showed he was good enough to suffice for now, bye-bye, Jared Kelnick.
Yeah.